From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, November 13th. A mass timber factory is coming to Redding. It'll be the first of its kind in California. The 200,000-square-foot facility is being developed by Fabric Mass Timber in WRNS Studio, with help from the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. The group plans to convert timber removed to thin forests into building materials. The site will also serve as a workforce training center for colleges, including Shasta College. As part of NSPR's Artist Spotlight series, we're focusing on Christian Garcia. If you've seen Chico's murals, then his work is likely familiar to you. The self-taught muralist now lives in Southern California, but is from Chico.
I feel blessed and I feel, you know, grateful for the opportunities and that, you know, my hometown that I truly did love and do love so dearly is like, it's still so welcoming and inviting, you know, to bring me back or to like have projects and to continue to work with them together.
His Crow and Poppy Flower mural on 1st and 20th Streets is one of his most prominent works. It was created during the COVID-19 pandemic.
To me, it was kind of like this idea or this uncertainty of going into the future and paying an ode to those who had passed, like from, you know, COVID or whatever it was the year before, and thinking like, this doesn't mean that it's going to continue to be a dark time.
Find our local artist series at mynspr.org. In other news, the elimination of electronic poll books to check in voters this election led to longer wait times and voter access issues in Shasta County. That's according to Shasta Scout. Poll workers were told to use a paper check-in process for voters and reported wait times between 2 and 22 minutes. Some community members left before casting a ballot. The county's top election official removed the electronic check-in system after expressing concern about the technology. Electronic poll books aren't legally required in California, but are used in about 70% of counties. And California is asking the federal government for permission to reallocate school funds to fill gaps left by SNAP cuts. From our California newsroom partner, KALW, Arlen Levy has more.
The California Department of Education wants to expand its food programs to support the children of families who get SNAP benefits. Keely O'Brien is a policy advocate from the Western Center on Law and Poverty. She spoke at a press conference this morning.
Our message is simple. Children should be in classrooms, not in food lines. Parents should be planning meals, not skipping them. California has shown leadership and compassion, and now we're asking the federal government to do the same. Here's our message to the federal government. The need is urgent. The funds are available, and no child should go hungry, so approve the waivers now.
The state has filed a request for a federal waiver to reallocate school nutrition funds so that they can feed children after school, on weekends, and through holiday breaks. Almost 2 million kids in California receive SNAP benefits. In San Francisco, I'm Arlen Levy.
Also, UC Davis is sending out support to more rural communities in need of physicians. The University School of Medicine is expanding its three-year medical school pathway to three Northern California counties, including Shasta. Medical students will train in hospitals and clinics in the area. Officials say they hope the program expansion encourages students to practice medicine in rural counties experiencing gaps in healthcare providers. The program starts next school year. Additionally, at least 20,000 people are injured and 3,000 hospitalized nationwide due to electric bicycles. Numbers the American College of Surgeons says are likely undercounts. Last month, a coalition of public health and transportation groups launched a council to study e-bike safety. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
The California Independent Electric Mobility Council aims to improve e-bike safety without discouraging people from riding them. In Sacramento, Victor Massenkoff with the American River Bike Patrol says e-bikes have become one of the nonprofit's biggest safety concerns. He recalls a recent crash between an electric tricycle and a traditional road bike.
During the incident, the gentleman in the e-bike, you know, he even apologized. He admitted that he was going too fast for the turn and couldn't maneuver it. And that's where the real problem with the e-bikes lies.
Stephanie Jensen, a trauma nurse and member of the council, says hospitals are treating more e-bike injuries, many involving riders going faster than helmets are designed to protect.
Most bicycle helmets are only rated up to 20 miles an hour, and many of these e-bikes, you know, they can go up to 28 miles an hour.
She says stronger helmet standards for higher speeds would be a good start. The council plans to meet 6 times over the next year. After that, it will release recommendations to state and local governments on how to make e-bikes safer. Gerardo Zavala, CAP Radio News.
And the California Air Resources Board will no longer fund a third round of the state's e-bike incentive program. CARB says the program's funding has been reallocated to another program called Clean Cars for All. It helps lower-income people replace higher-polluting cars with cleaner transportation. Officials say the move is due to state budget constraints and that additional funding could be allocated in the future. The e-bike incentive project launched in 2024 with a $31 million budget. It provided vouchers of up to $2,000 to help people buy an e-bike, and CARB says it helped more than 2,000 Californians. The state held 2 rounds of voucher applications earlier this year, one of which had to be rescheduled after technical issues. And finally, work has begun in Palermo to clear almost 2 miles of drainage ditches ahead of the winter rainy season. Butte County says plants and debris will be removed from the ditches so they can handle any flooding that comes from winter rain. The drainage ditches stretch from Messina Avenue in the north, south through town, and include ditches west of Occidental Avenue. And those were your headlines for Thursday, November 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.